With the 23rd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
Rush throws downfield, looking for Thomas again. He's got it, and LSU strikes back quickly.
This dude's no slouch now. He put up huge numbers, and most of it deep down the field, a true vertical weapon.
Daniels fires downfield, and coming back to make the catch is Thomas. Makes a man miss, and will score. A second lightning strike.
He's a guy that brings a skill set that we haven't necessarily had.
I believe Brian Thomas Jr. is very underrated. I think Brian Thomas Jr., if developed correctly, could turn out to be one of the receivers, one of the best receivers from this year's draft.
1010 XL 92.5 FM presents Jaguars Today with your hosts Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, Tom McManus, and
Hold My Pocket,
Dylan Denmark.
All right, here we go. We are off and rolling with the 2024 NFL Draft. Welcome to Jacksonville, Brian Thomas Jr., and welcome into Jaguars Today. Good morning, everybody. The Jags make a move down the board last night and pick up tons of extra draft capital.
Yep.
And take the guy that they say they would have taken if they didn't have the opportunity to move out of 17 anyway. And I think it's very believable. So we'll see. We'll get reaction to that today. Good morning. I'm Mike Dempsey. Tom McManus is here. Little Tommy.
Yes, good morning. It's a great morning. Congrats to Brian Thomas Jr. and the Jags. And, it's awesome.
Let's hope we do more. Tony, can we get the chant started?
Trade up. Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
We got some corners we like to get our hands on here. I saw I've seen a lot of mocks. I was telling Tony today, Tom, I think my favorite mock drafts are the ones that come out today. The second and third round mocks. You know what I mean? Like when you get a sense like, huh.
Well, they don't have to do wide receiver anymore.
Right. Yeah. Right. For the Jags, you don't have to, right? But you're like, okay, some needs have been filled. You got a better sense of how the NFL values some of these players. Like, you know, he's in all these consensus big boards as the 20th best player. Well, he didn't get drafted. The NFL didn't agree with all these, quote, consensus big boards.
Right.
And in the end, it doesn't matter. We're not crowdsourcing it. We're not just going, okay, what's the consensus? Take them right in the order that they're ranked. You know, Ricky Pearsall was like consensus middle of the second round guy.
Right.
San Francisco's a pretty smart team-building organization and went out and grabbed him with the 31st pick. So.
Absolutely. He's probably really good in the slot. You know, he's going to be good in the
slot. He's one of seven total wide receivers that came off the board, which matched the first-round record. We don't. Who knows how many more? Let's get another seven before pick 48, right?
I
mean, Spencer Rattler.
It's loaded at the top of the second for
right now. Jordan Travis is not going to hang around for long, people. Go get your quarterbacks again. That was unbelievable for the Jags last night.
What?
To have six quarterbacks go.
Oh, no, I know. That was unreal. It was a great night. It was a fun night to watch. It really was, man. There was a lot of excitement. And hats off to Detroit. What, they have like 300,000 people there? 275,000, something like that?
It was a party. They're going to set the record for the draft. I don't think there's much doubt about that as far as the crowd.
Until it comes to Duval, baby.
Right.
That's right.
For Daly's that kind
place.
Of
damn it.
Yeah. But Tony Connell had that neck brace out there. He'll rip it off.
Right.
They'll body slam
it to the ground.
It does feel so much like last year. The process in the first round for the Jaguars was as good as it could be.
Right? I agree with you.
Right? Like last night, going from 17 to 23 and getting what they got from Minnesota.
Well, here's one thing, Tony.
Bananas.
I will say, I'm glad in this sense. I'm glad Terrion Arnold was available with the 23rd pick.
Yeah.
Because had he gone, right? Like instead of Chop Robinson, right?
There were six guys that
they're going to tell you that they would have taken Brian Thomas, but they're really hoping one of those corners would fall.
Yep.
That's what a lot of people would have said.
Yeah.
Well, one of those corners, maybe even the better fit for the way they want to run their defense, was available. So to me, and I tweeted this out last night, this is my opinion on it. Trent Baalke says the Jaguar philosophy is we will take the guy with a slightly lower grade, if it's close, if the need is greater, right?
Yep.
But it's got to be really close, right? If we agree that corner is the biggest need on the team, that tells you it wasn't that close between Brian Thomas and Terrion Arnold.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they had the chance to take him multiple times.
I wonder what was close with them.
Don't know.
No, no, we don't. Yeah. We'd be curious to know what else was
Don't
was
know if Terry
close.
And Arnold was even the top corner on their board. And I'll say one more thing. I got a lot of – well, leave it to Balky to take the fourth wide receiver instead of the first corner. As if that has anything to do with anything. The 10th wide receiver may be better than the first corner in any given year or vice versa.
You know, last night with Beach, I was saying, like, the thing that bothered me about the corners, there wasn't a stud top 10. There normally is – I'm like, where's the Charles Wood? No, it's a little high, but you know what I mean? Like, where's
Sauce Gardner?
Where's Sauce Gardner? Where's a guy like that? They're not
where's
in
there. Where's Marshawn Lattimore?
Right, exactly. So they drop, 15 is now, the highest pick. And I know the way
they went crazy on QBs.
I know, and O-line. I mean, they
crushed
the O-line.
But in a typical year, say there's not six QBs.
Yeah.
There's three.
Yeah.
Terry and Arnold still lasted into the mid-20s.
Yeah, right.
Right? So the NFL maybe, I love Tony Pauline. I love Dane Brugler, all these draft pundits.
Yeah.
The NFL's not beholden to them. They're looking at their own board. And, the Jags board, the brain trust put it together. If you believe him or not, I believe that Brian Thomas was going to be their guy. And I also believe that there were enough guys. It was the perfect scenario. It's the one I've been rooting for months. There are enough guys there that you're comfortable moving back. If we lose Brian Thomas, if we lose both the corners, we can get an offensive lineman.
Yeah,
we can get all kinds.
Yeah, there's a lot right there.
Tons of stuff sitting right there.
Why do you think Dallas Turner fell, or maybe didn't fall based on what we're saying? Like, I know that everyone had him top 10, but – he goes, what? He went
17.
Right?
Yeah.
Is he tweener? Is he,
he was the second pass rusher taken.
Right.
Latu went ahead of him.
That's right.
Right. So, and he's got the, he retired for 2 years because of medical. But, a lot of people say Latu, if you didn't have the medicals, would have clearly been the number one. And I'm sure Dallas Turner was number one on some people's boards.
Yeah.
I bet Jared Verse was number one on some people's boards.
I bet so too,
as well.
At that position.
I don't know.
Interesting.
First 14 picks were on offense.
I know.
So, that's where the league's at, right?
It shows you. No
right.
Doubt.
It shows you a number of things.
At least this draft class.
Right. For this draft class, the league did not value the defensive players nearly as much as the offensive
players.
That's
the answer you got last night, is how they value the defensive players available in this class.
Right.
And there is pressure. If Atlanta's going to take a quarterback, it does put pressure on the next team that is thinking about quarterback to, I guess we got to do it now.
No, right?
Right? Like, we can't wait. Like, there is that pressure within the draft. And so when no defender comes off the board and you're getting to 10, 11, 12, 13, it's like somebody is in their room going, well, if we don't get it now, when are we getting?
Right.
The offensive lineman.
Right.
When are we getting the wide receiver? That's part of the pressure of the draft. It doesn't mean that there wasn't a defensive player that was worthy of being a top 10 pick necessarily this year, but that's not how this draft played out.
Right.
And they only do it once.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all those mock drafts don't matter. It gives you some fake picture of what could happen on a given day in the NFL draft. And then the draft happens, and every year we're like, whoa, where'd that come from? And it's like, well, everyone's having to adjust on the fly to what is happening in real
time. Right before your eyes in real
time,
I think Atlanta's selection of Michael Penix benefitted the Jaguars.
Absolutely.
And here's how. Yeah. I think them doing that, I think Denver trades out if Penix and Knicks are both on the board. Because I think they think the Raiders will take Penix. We're still going to get Knicks.
Right.
Nobody else is going to move for a quarterback. So that forced the next quarterback pick to happen, I felt like, in that spot. And who knows if somebody trades up, or what are they trading up for? I mean, looking at where the corners fell, there's a lot of speculation. Maybe Denver will take a corner. Maybe the Raiders will take a corner.
Right.
Maybe someone will trade up and get a corner there. Nobody jumped for any of those corners.
Or pass rusher, really.
Yeah.
Right.
Until Turner.
Until Turner. And I don't think it should be lost in the Vikings being willing to make that trade to get up to 17 with the Jags and what they were willing to pay to get there, to get Turner. They're telling you that their evaluation of him probably was, he's a top 10 player. Why is he here at 17?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the kind of value they gave in that trade to the Jags. And the Jags, from their side, I would have been okay if Turner had been the name they called at 17. If they had stuck there and that had been the pick, if they had taken Verse there, I would have been okay.
And
if it had been one of the corners, I would have been okay.
Right.
If it was Brian Thomas Jr., I would have been okay if they had done any of those things. But from a just the process of drafting, what Trent Baalke got done last night, going from 17 to 23 and picking up those three additional picks, and then taking the guy that he says they would have taken at 17 anyway, that's as good as you can possibly do it.
It was like last year with Anton, right?
Absolutely.
He did it twice, a little incremental. I have been urging this for years, right? Like, Dave Caldwell would always, we want this elite player. You're not picking elite players, right? At least with Trent Baalke, like, I got a half dozen guys. I do prefer Brian Thomas, but I feel like it was like, am I really that smart? Like, everyone says he wants to prove he's the smartest guy in the room. I felt this was more like a, you know what? Maybe we'll miss our top guy, but the next guy we get is going to be close enough that we can't pass up a third, fourth, and fifth round pick. And I know one of the criticisms, like Doom, it's a fair criticism. I don't want to get a bunch of late picks this year. Everyone says it's really a five-round draft. The talent falls off. Well, they got the third and fourth next year in what's supposed to be a better class. And Minnesota could be playing with Sam Darnold or a rookie quarterback this year. We don't know how – they could be a top 10 selecting team.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know
– they really wanted
they almost were this year with Cousins.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, and I heard people say, well, Baalke's just going to blow those mid-round picks. Then just don't root for them. You know, I mean, until Baalke's gone, just, I mean, look, if you don't want more draft capital for free, I don't know what, we're not rooting for the same thing here, you know? All right, so what we did today, we split the question of the day into two parts because I find what happens is the people who are the most upset, they'll write to you more, right? And they'll write a little screed, and that's fine, right? Yeah. Because we want to hear from you as well.
Sure.
Okay, so what I did it two ways. You can give us your reaction, just type out a little reaction to what you feel about the Brian Thomas selection after the Jags traded down, or you can vote in the poll, which is one click, or you can do both, okay? And you can vote on the poll, and then you can explain your feelings a little bit more if you want. So the poll is this. Which of these best describes your reaction to the Jags trading down and selecting LSU wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. with the 23rd pick? Love it, like it, don't love it, or hate it? Okay, and don't love it is like more on the negative side of like you know, like it doesn't love it necessarily, but it's on the positive side.
Yeah, sure.
So
sure.
Like it, love it, don't love it or hate it, or just, you know, take the opportunity to write out your feelings on that. And phone lines are wide open to you. It is a total reaction show today.
Yeah,
you know, like Tommy's reaction, Monday, Tony's reaction. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if I'm victory lapping yet.
I'm pretty. Let's wait till the regular season.
And I know people are going to say, you know, look, you don't have to be happy with it. I'm happy with it. I would have been happy. My wish list the other day, Tony, was Fau Tanu at one.
Yeah.
Brian Thomas at two.
Yeah.
And if they had, you know, I would. If they had stuck and taken Fau Tanu, I would have been fine with that at 17.
Very,
absolutely fine.
Very early on in the draft process, one of our Tuesday top fives was about the five players you would most like to see the Jags get at 17. And you and I both had Brian Thomas Jr. at the top of that
number
list.
Number one.
Yeah. Right.
I developed and Fau I'm not Tanu, saying that, I got a little bit of an obsession.
Right, but he never moved very far from one. For me, know, on that kind of list, it was always like, yeah, I would love to see that kind of thing
That
happen.
Being said, had they stuck and taken Terrion Arnold, would have been fine with that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I mean. That
would have been my least favorite.
Here's what I was a little concerned with.
Yep.
Stick and take, like, Kool-Aid McKinstry, right? Like a guy, you know what? And then maybe they'd be right, and that, you know, and then everyone goes, oh, well, Baalke's trying to prove he's smarter than everyone else, you know. Or I was really – I hope this is not Xavier Worthy. And I get it. The Chiefs got him. I'm telling you, the Jags drafted Xavier Worthy. It's all about Baalke trying to prove how smart he is.
Right.
The Chiefs move up. Oh, what a brilliant move by the two-time defending world champions. I guarantee you, if you draft a 165-pound wide receiver here, that's what people are saying.
For me, look, Fau Tanu would have been number one. I still like to pick. I'm not saying I don't, but I think all the linemen are gone. Like, I don't know if you're going to find a lineman. Maybe you don't think you need a lineman. I think you do, but I'm not, inside. But I don't know. Because you could have got a speedy wide out, right? Maybe in the second round?
Maybe. We'll see. Seven are gone.
Okay.
Who else is going to go tonight before the Jags select? McConkey, Adonai Mitchell, Keon Coleman could all be gone, right?
That's true.
I mean, so you might get a speedy one, but do you have a 6'3", 4'3 speed who played at the SEC and scored 17 touchdowns? Yeah. That guy's not going to be available, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, they valued him more than, yes, it's a deep
or
class.
Or close and went with the need.
Yeah, Baalke said 2 weeks ago that he thinks there's starting offensive linemen available in the fifth round this year.
He did say that.
You know, so eventual starting offensive linemen, not walk in the door starters. So,
right.
All right, so today, folks, 641-1010 on the All-Pro Roofing phone lines. On the text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures, hit us up in the virtual studio over on YouTube if you'd like there, or on X or Twitter at MD_1010XL, at 1010XL Fat Tony, at Meathead55, and at 1010XL Denmark.
Let's go, JJ's. Let's go.
Oh, jeez. Pockets, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. We're doing good over here, man.
Everything okay in your world?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Are you satisfied
man.
With
yeah,
what,
we're good. I'm all right with it.
Did?
I don't hate it and I don't love it. I'm fine with it.
Okay, that's fine. Take 4 and 5, the 4th and 5th that they got last year. I did the math on it roughly. Gets you to about pick 36 from 48.
Oh, really?
If you add that 4th and 5th in
okay.
there.
All right.
So roughly. Cool. I mean, you know, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And hold on to that extra third next year and get a corner potentially that was, you know, mocked often in the first round if you can get one, plus a first round receiver and still have that third rounder next year on top. Trade back. Or trade up, excuse me. Trade back
up,
last night, trade up
there,
tonight. Let's do it. All right, 6-4-1-10-10, wide open to you. We'll get your reaction going forward, good, bad, or somewhat in the middle on the Jags trade back and selection of Brian Thomas Jr. last night. This is Jaguars Today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Mac in the Middle, Tom McManus. Brought to you by Renewal by Anderson. A better way to a better window on 1010XL.
All right, all exactly 400 votes so far in our little poll. That's always fun. 1% hate it. So the four of you out there.
Okay.
I get it. Look, everyone's going to have their opinion. Hate it.
Hate's a little strong.
And only 5.3% don't love it. So only, you know, over 90% positivity. On this one, look, you don't have to agree with that, and we're not prioritizing positive or negative phone calls. Take them in the order that they come in.
Yeah.
Again, for me, I'm more happy with the process. Brian Thomas is great. That's fine. Would have been happy with Terry Arnold, Jared Verse, number of guys, and the fact that they were all sitting there.
Yep.
And they were able to get what they got. Tom, out of 90 plus. Trade the most recent, like 90 plus trade ups in the first round, not involving quarterbacks.
Yep.
The Jags got like the 9th highest compensation.
Good.
Okay. That's huge. They got way overpaid by Minnesota.
Yeah. Minnesota must really want
They must want Dallas Turner.
Dallas Turner.
Hey, and by the way, you can find plenty of people who grade the picks saying Minnesota did a great job and Jacksonville did a great job.
Yeah, sure.
Minnesota got their guy. Now, you got to understand, Minnesota, though. Package a lot just to get 23.
Right.
Right. That wasn't their pick. So then they packaged even more on top of that to move up to 17. And they had to give a little bit of juice to move up from 11 to 10 as well. So they gave up a ton.
Absolutely. I'm sure when that Penix pick came in, they're like, oh, something's going down.
Let me ask you this. And I honestly don't know what the answer for people will, and we'll go right to the phones after this. You could have what they have, the way it turned out. You got Brian Thomas Jr., an extra third. And 4th next year, an extra 5th this year.
Right.
Still have your 48th pick.
Yep.
Okay. Would you rather have that? Or would you rather have Roma Dunze, no second round pick tonight, and none of those extra picks? So basically, would you rather have Brian Thomas plus pick 48, a 3rd, 4th, and 5th, or Roma Dunze?
That's a great 1-on-1. I'd probably go Rome.
You would? Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. He's more proven, right?
Is he?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm asking you.
You tell it's your opinion. You tell me, Brian Thomas. I mean, I'm not saying he's a perfect prospect. I'd rather have Roma Dunze straight up, but Brian Thomas and a 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th round pick versus Roma. Dunze better be a damn star, man.
Maybe he's got to be a star and he's got to be a difference maker for sure.
Huge star. Yeah. I mean, that's a big difference.
Brian doesn't at 17.
That's a bit. Would you put
it? Pressure for him.
The equivalent would be if the Jags said, okay, Atlanta, to get up to 8, we'll give you 17, we'll give you 48. But in this case, they didn't, you know, it's picks that they didn't otherwise have. But if they, you know, we'll give you a 3rd and a 4th next year, we'll give you a 5th this year. That's what the equivalent value that they would have lost in making
that
move.
Trying to think through it, if I was I was willing to pay. You know, the 1st and 2nd round pick this year plus something, right? Whether that be a 4th or 5th round pick, whatever on the back end of it, to make the move to go get a Dunze. So when I look at it that way, I think it's about the same in my mind. So would I be willing to pay that price? Yeah, I think I would. For that specific player, I think I would. But it's not that I feel like I'm getting, you know, mistreated on either side
of it. So right now, if the Bears came to you and said, We'll give you a Dunze. You give us Thomas. You give us 48 tonight. The fifth rounder you picked up, plus next year's third and fourth. You do that?
I think I would.
I would not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like winning now, you know? I mean,
okay,
that guy.
Then where's your offensive line that you're coveting? Where's your corner?
We don't have him now either.
Well, we're going to have somebody at 48 tonight. Okay. We're going to get another good player at 48.
Well, we hope. I mean.
Well, I mean, they're going to use the pick somehow.
I know.
Maybe they'll miss with the pick. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think I would, but it's more I was committed to being willing to pay that price before I knew what was going to happen at 17 and all that other – like I was committed to being willing to pay that kind of price to go get a Dunze, and I think I still would be, right? Because I was always on that side of it. So if I was given that choice again, I do think a Dunze is that high a quality of player. And it's not that I don't love Thomas. I do. I love the pick. I love how the whole thing played out. I think the Jaguars did a really good job. But if I was faced with the either or, I think I'd still take the Adunze side of it.
All right, that's fine. Yeah. I just disagree. And look, you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of people would have taken Terry and Arnold last night, and that's fine too.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I was just in a headspace of I don't have one guy. I got
absolutely
half dozen guys.
I was more position than guy.
You know, I was you know what I mean? I was a half dozen guys within certain positions.
Okay.
You know, Fautanu was there.
Yeah.
You know, Fulaga had made it there. He would have been in that group.
Ooh.
You know, one of the edge rushers, but not as appealing to me.
I agree.
Because they're not going to
Jared
start.
Verse at 17 wouldn't have been a slam dunk for me with everything going on. You know what I mean?
The right, with the way the team is constructed.
I don't know if I would have pulled that trigger.
All right, let's get
Dallas
some calls.
Turner, maybe. Maybe.
Why Turner versus Verse?
I don't know. I just feel he can be – he's a little bit more explosive on the outside.
A little more
Verse
bendy.
Is more inside, like end-ish, you know, as opposed to maybe more of an outside coming off the edge type player.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe he's your Sam, you know.
Yeah.
And Sam rushes the passer.
How many snaps? They talk about nickel being 70% of the snaps. How much does Sam even play?
Well, I'm just saying he's also in your rotation of rush. And
I got
you. He's your Sam.
I got you.
Maybe.
All right, let's go to the calls and get your reaction on what did go down last night. We'll start with Byron in Gainesville. Byron, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm going to start it off with Hey, guys. I'm really happy so far with the draft, man, and I like what he's doing there with the picks, man. And I told you guys maybe on the earlier show I was trying to say this. I think it's a deep draft. A lot of these guys could probably step in and play or even back up. So I'm hoping we'll get a corner and a lineman down the line. And, guys, you know, I just want to say also taking it off of Bulky, I think the NFL has turned into a lot of good coaching too, you know, in training and you know, I think the key going to be to this season is injuries. I think really last year we were banged up and we looked tired and worn out. I remember we played Detroit, and I know that was preseason, but Detroit is a real good team. And we literally pushed them around in preseason like nothing. And at the end of the year, the way they were clicking, we didn't seem to have that fire. So I just think the injuries took toll. And this year I think it's going to be we got the players and the people around. We've been training these guys, some of them for 2 or 3 years, the guys you say out of LSU that's on the line. I think it's time for these guys to step up, and the coaching is going to be important. And it's going to be a rough year, so, you know, being healthy and all that too. So, guys, thank you for taking my call. Go draft and go Jag!
All right, thank you, Byron. We appreciate it. Let's move along here. Rick is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, up next here on Jaguars Today. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Your opinions are inspiring, but I got to tell you, as intriguing as the 6'2 receiver that runs 4.33 is, we can't protect the quarterback now, and I would have rather have gone lineman. And kind of the other thing that dawned on me, this is what, the fourth or fifth year that we have traded down? I really question whether this is all about winning. It's all about money, and every NFL owner makes
ridiculous.
Enough money.
All right, Rick, thanks. Can have your opinions about player. Trading down means you're not trying to win? Is that what that?
Yeah, I don't know.
No. He was saying you're trying to save money.
Right. That's what it's not about winning. It's about saving money. They're spending the money regardless of – I mean, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean,
Trevor Lawrence contract in a month is going to –
Don't go down.
If you want to – if you prefer an offensive lineman, that's fine. That's about – come on,
man. Don't do it.
All right, let's move on.
Let's fill that hole up with dirt right now. Don't do it.
Regina in Mandarin next up. Hello, Regina.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes.
It was a good choice. However, two things. Well, three things. Volpe did what he said he would, best player. He did it by playing some chess, which is the changing this 23rd. I'm concerned, just like Tom is, that the O-line needs help and that we need a cornerback. What good is it for Trevor to have a receiver that he can throw downfield if he's not going to have a chance, if he's swallowed up by defense? So I want to see a cornerback, and I want to see, unless they think the O-line is good enough to protect Trevor. And I'll hear your comments off the air.
All right, thank you, Regina. Appreciate it. Look, again, they had one pick last night.
Yeah, right. It's, yeah.
I mean, you know,
you got to wait to see what they do in the
right.
Next
it's not
rounds.
Like they're not aware of what their other needs are. I do think that they're content to roll with the group they have on offensive line,
clearly.
At least as starters.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Clearly, I think
they'll draft some developmental guys on the offensive line, but they feel like they have three NFL caliber tackles right now, and you know, not many teams do. And that's their opinion. You're right. If they can't protect him, but they feel like the addition of Morse, a fully healthy Ezra Cleveland, and don't forget, Cam missed eight games last year.
Right.
To get a healthy Cam, that it's going to be better. Are they right? Time will tell.
And that doesn't guarantee that anybody in the fan base feels the same way the Jaguars do. That's fine, right? Like, you don't have to agree that they're set on the offensive line, but that doesn't mean you necessarily have to look at what happened last night and say, well, when are they going to protect Trevor? I don't see that as the problem. They got six more rounds to figure out something on the offensive line. Like, the draft isn't done, and the player they got last night, I do think, long run, is going to help them a ton.
I wanted Faletano, right?
Yeah.
If they take him.
Yeah, I would have too.
Is he guaranteed to start? Where does he play? Guaranteed.
He'd have to win the job somewhere.
He'd have to win the job. Nobody's guaranteed
him.
But unless you got rid of somebody.
If you drafted Terry and Arnold last night, would you think he's going to start?
Starter.
I think he's starting, right? Sometimes the position is so weak that it's pretty obvious the guy's going to walk in and start unless he falls on his face. I mean, he may have won a starting job, and I would have gone that. That's the way I would have gone. I would have tried to protect him, but I don't think it's unreasonable. And again, who knows? Maybe they take an offensive lineman tonight.
Yeah, right.
You know?
You got to wait to see how it all shakes down.
And we don't know who's going to fall in these things. You know, Kool-Aid McKinstry is supposed to be off the board. I've seen mocks today. Like, SI did a mock that had McKinstry, not a trade-up, just falling to 48. I've seen multiple mocks where the Jags had the chance to take him and pass him at 48 tonight. So we'll see.
Well, I don't want to speak for the staff, but you got to think, like, okay, look, we feel Cam's going to be healthy, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Ezra's going to be healthy. We traded for him for a reason. We think he fits. Morse, a definite upgrade. He'll bring some toughness. Sheriff, we're confident he's going to get back to his old form, you know, Pro Bowl type, high level. And Anton's solid and going to only get better at right tackle.
And that's the hope.
That's the hope. Right. Now, you can say that about any, you know, position or person. Anybody can get hurt, right? But the reality is, how many games will Cam give you? How many good games will Walker give you? And if they don't work out, who do you have? Like, who's the next in line? Maybe Ezra could kick out. He did for a game last. You know what I mean?
Tell me which team has a fourth playable tackle. There's none. No team has that. You don't have that kind of depth in the NFL.
Listen, nowhere.
Walker's like, I don't know.
But you're going, if Cam gets hurt, if this guy – yeah, if all those guys get hurt, they're going to be in big trouble. If any other team loses two offensive tackles, they're going to be in big trouble too.
Yeah.
I mean
– that's the league.
No, I know.
I mean, look –
you got to gamble sometimes.
I would have taken him. I would have taken Faletano. That's me. But, like, again, I'm not a scout or whatever. I think he was super versatile. Play with an edge, athletic, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Loved it, you know, but let's wait and see.
Yeah.
Like, draft's not done.
That's right.
They've got more capital than they went in with. Hang on the line. We'll get to your reactions coming up. Jags move back and select a wide receiver in Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU. Your reactions saw it right here. This is Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Brought to you by Renewal by Anderson, a better way to a better window on 1010XL.
All right, let's jump into it right away here. Phone lines are bursting at the seams, so to speak. And you know the number, obviously, it's 641-1010 on the All-Pro Roofing phone lines. just your reaction to night one of the NFL draft from a Jaguar perspective, where they stand. And if you want to talk about what you'd like to see them do tonight or, you know, throughout the rest of the draft, that's certainly fine as well. Let's get John on the north side next up here on Jaguars Today. Good morning, John.
Hey, hi, fellas. Get me an LSU wide receiver, and we would be explosive. All of the top teams except KC have a game-changing receiver, and I believe Thomas is one. All the other needs can be addressed starting tonight. Thank you. Y'all be blessed.
All right, appreciate it, man. I hope he does. I hope he becomes a star.
Absolutely.
I was telling Tony, I can't remember if it was – I don't want to attribute it to Dane Brugler. I thought it was him. I couldn't find the quote. Might have been Matt Miller. It was somebody – one of the more prominent guys said, look, this big three that went in the top 10 is not the usual, right? These guys are exceptional, and that if Brian Thomas was in last year's draft, would have had him graded as the number one wide receiver. Okay. So you get hung up on, oh, they took the fourth receiver.
Right.
Well, what if those three guys are in the Hall of Fame, you know, when it's all said and done? You know, the fourth receiver could be the sixth receiver, well, maybe better than the top corner.
For the record, Fautano would be, what, fifth or sixth?
Offensive, based right. On same logic, night, right? If you had right? taken I mean, him.
Yeah, and you'd still want him.
Or the look, third I pass think,
look,
rusher
for people
or whatever.
That are, whatever, you're upset. Whatever. Look, they had to replace Ridley. They wanted Ridley. They tried to keep Ridley here. He left. So they want that in their offense. And look, every offense does need a receiver that keeps that safety honest. Y'all want it. Doesn't mean you can't win without it, obviously, clearly. I mean, 2 years ago we didn't really have it, and we've performed well on offense overall. You know what I mean? But it's nice to have it because that safety's got it. I mean, that guy running 4.33.
And I don't know what Gabe Davis's 40 is, but you look at his yards per catch.
Oh, I know. He's down the
field,
too.
And he has always stretched the field in his career. So you put those guys on opposite sides with Kirk in the slot and Ingram.
Yeah.
All right, let's get a few more here. Let's go to Coach Mac. Next up here, let's see if I can get this cursor over to the button. There it is. Coach Mac, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing? Tommy Mac, what's up?
What's up, Tom? How are you, buddy?
I'm good today. Saw your tweet this morning. I'll get past it. Everybody knows I wanted a corner.
Okay.
You know, but I think when you look at it, their evaluation was, you know, Brian Thomas was their guy. You get him at 23, you get extra picks. I think, to me, the clear thing is, you know, their discrepancy between the fall off after Brian Thomas to what they could get in the second round is much more disparaging than what they think the evaluation of the corner prospect they can get in the second round. So, you know, at the end of the day, you get extra picks, you get your guy. The only thing I get nervous about is everybody talks about, let's protect Trevor, let's keep him upright, let's give him weapons. Well, if you do all those things, it puts more pressure on him to score points. If you really want to protect an elite quarterback, present an elite defense that gives up 17 a game, and you'll take pressure off Trevor. So, you know, maybe an edge. I would have been intrigued with an edge guy, and maybe Trayvon goes inside, put about 10 pounds on him. I know he's a lot taller than Aaron Donald, but you put a guy inside that's dominant on a guard. Now the center's got to dictate which way he slides. We've got Josh Allen. That would have been interesting, but Brian Thomas was the guy, so let's have a great day, too.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Coach. Look.
There's more than one way to win in the NFL.
Yeah, totally.
Right. Tons of ways to win in the NFL. Well,
scoring usually works.
Scoring doesn't hurt.
I mean, look at – so, you know, again, Kansas City got rid of Tyreek Hill and won the next two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Did they have to get a receiver in round one?
Not with that QB, you don't.
Right.
Yeah.
And they moved up
right
to get a field stretcher. You know, it's where we're at. Ricky Pearsall became – you know, the sixth guy, and then Leggett goes seven guys equal the all-time record.
And as we've talked about throughout the morning here and really throughout the process, I wouldn't have been upset if in the first round last night they had gone offensive line.
I would have understood it.
I wouldn't have been upset if they went corner. I would have understood it. I wouldn't have been upset if they went edge. I would have understood it.
I wouldn't have loved it
but on board with what they wound up doing last night. I'm 100% on board with the Thomas pick.
Yeah, and listen, what they're saying, you know, I don't know why you don't believe them. You know, we would have taken him at 17, and if that's
I know I'm looking at you,
but not saying you. But, you know, if that's fact, then what a great job, because you still got your guy and you picked up extra capital.
And also –
now you got to use the capital, though, somehow.
You know, we all just say, let's move Trayvon inside. I don't think that's their plan. You know, no, I think he will
edge
on some third downs. He's going to slide inside.
And he's 285. He don't need to be 300 pounds.
Right. So
you don't need.
Well, he's an edge who just gave you a double-digit sack season.
Right.
Yeah, he's a beast.
We can leave him where he is.
Yeah, and again,
you know, he'll be fine.
On occasion, throw him down on a guard right. when he's passing.
And good defense can help a quarterback. Wide receiver helps the quarterback. Everything helps
they
the quarterback.
Help. Yeah.
Good players help the quarterback. They That's all take pressure off of
yep.
him, in,
yep.
in my opinion, anyway. Kirk in Clarksville, Tennessee. Good morning, Kirk.
All right.
Good morning, guys. First of all, let me thank you for taking my call. It's always a joy to watch you guys on YouTube and listen to my beloved Jags. I'm in again this year, season ticket member, and
right.
I'm looking forward to Brian Thomas coming on board with us. I think he's going to make a fantastic receiver, only because of what the NFL networks need. The pundits were saying about him being a one-hit wonder. Guy's got skills, man. He's 200 pounds plus and 6 foot plus. Going to be a hard receiver to put a corner up against, and
yep.
I'm excited for that, and I look forward to what else the guys do with, just like Tommy said, about using the capital that we gained. And Tony, I listen to you guys all the time. This morning, I think you're right on point about Brian Thomas. He's going to be a beast. Thanks for taking my call, and you know, we got to say it.
Duval. All right, Kirk. Appreciate you, man. Sounds like Kirk might be like at work. Like, I got to say it, but I got to be a little careful.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, Brian Thomas, by the way, is a work in progress.
No doubt.
Right? I mean, he's not Marvin Harrison Jr.
No.
Right? And that's why he didn't go in the top five.
No.
And, you know, does he need some work on his footwork? Yeah. But is he pretty good at what he does? A lot of comparisons. You know, we've seen Matt Harmon, the reception perception guy. I don't know if people are aware of him, but out there on social media, he does it more for fantasy, but it's a good metric.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at success on different routes on the route tree. And Brian Thomas Jr. basically mirrors DK Metcalf when he came into the league.
Oh, wow.
But he's got – and DK, they – focused on the routes that he excelled at in his rookie year and then added to the tree. You heard Doug Peterson last night say, we think he runs everything, right? I mean, that's what they said. And are they up there lying or do they look at the – I mean, every evaluator, when they put their eyes on it, just because one guy says this guy is the 15th best player, somebody else might think he's the 50th best, and the truth could lie somewhere in between.
We've talked a lot about Brian Thomas Jr., you know, over the course of the last couple of months. And I think bottom line for me is I never felt like he's a guy that you draft, and it's like that's the number one the moment he walks on the field for the Jaguars, right? Which is how I would feel about the top three receivers in this draft. The moment any of those guys walked on the field in a Jaguars uniform, that's the one. Right? I do think you look at Brian Thomas Jr. and think, give me a month, he'll be the one. Right? Like, that's how I feel about him. I think there is some development to be done with him, but I can easily see the short path to him being the guy in the Jaguars' passing offense. I don't think it'll take all that long to get there.
And I'll say, Tom, I think you expressed in recent weeks that they're not the – like, you could play, if you had to, with Kirk Davis – and Zay.
Absolutely.
Right?
Heck
so
yeah.
No doubt.
You don't you're not forced to like you're getting 65
like
snaps today.
Like
you know,
Ridley. You felt like Ridley had to
had
be
to be
out
the guy,
there.
Right? I feel like they're in a better spot. People have suggested could we use Zay maybe as a chip? Look, if somebody wants to give you something of value, perhaps in a move up, but I don't think Zay Jones moves the needle all
yeah,
that
think
much.
If he's here as the fourth wide receiver, cool.
Absolutely,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a good fourth wide receiver.
Absolutely.
Is what he is.
Got to be healthy. But
all right. Back to the phones we go. Charles on the west side is up next. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, guys. Duval.
Duval.
You know what I'm happy about, Brian Thomas, is we've got a nice, big, fat red zone target for Trevor. And the guy scored, I think, 17 or 23 touchdowns
17.
At LSU.
Yeah, 17 last year.
So I'm pretty pleased with what Trent did.
All right, well, good.
Yeah,
I would have, and I'm hoping. Yeah, sure. Tonight he addresses the offensive line needs, and hopefully we get us Kool-Aid, maybe.
We're all drinking that Kool-Aid.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, that'd be
at this point. Now, look, we don't know, right? They visited with Kool-Aid,
right?
But maybe in the end, I mean, there's a world where he's available at 48, and he's not their pick,
right?
And that's, you know, again, they're not drafting off somebody's consensus board. We all get conditioned, and Tony and I and all of us were guilty of helping condition people because we look at all these mocks and we look at these rankings. And, well, the consensus says Johnny Newton's the 20th best player in America.
Yeah, right.
Well, the NFL didn't say that.
Didn't say that. No.
You know, so who knows? Maybe he goes first pick tonight. We just don't know. But
I mean, even look at Pearsall. Like, you look at that. Like,
right.
You see a top
the consensus
31?
Was he was about the 50th best player.
Yeah.
That was about the consensus.
But for them, he's
he fits what they want.
Fits what they want.
They like what they want.
Yeah.
Or they you know, they like what they see. They think it works. Charles, thank you. Jake out in Bartram up next. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So I'm not going to lie. Trent's really doing something to my blood pressure. When we initially traded back, I was livid. I mean, I thought Dallas Turner, arguably the best defensive end prospect. Then there was Mitchell still available. I was livid. I thought we could have a number one corner, really good defensive end. Then he proceeds to pick up probably the most complimentary wide receiver to Trevor Lawrence's game, being able to stretch the field, just such a smooth player. I was so excited. And having that capital now to be able to move up in the second, I know it's not going to happen. That's not kind of something I foresee happening. But, I mean, Cooper DeJean still available, all these players and just so much talent at the second round. I'm just really excited what we thought we could do.
I appreciate it, man. Look, after
I'm glad you had a night to cool down.
Right. And look, everybody reacts. Who am
Mitchell
I to talk?
Mitchell wasn't available.
Right. Yeah.
Mitchell wasn't available.
Not the second time. Right.
Yeah.
Right. The second time. But John Shipley pointed out in Trent Baalke's remarks last night, was asked, did you try to trade up? Right.
Yeah.
And Trent goes, we may have. What that specifically was asked about, did you try to trade
back in.
Into the first round?
Right.
So they were trying to move up from 48 last night, and the price was too prohibitive. You can imagine they're probably going up for a corner, but not 100%. Maybe it was an offensive lineman, right? But whatever, okay?
Yeah.
So if they were trying to trade up last night, unless their board got wiped out with those kind of guys,
right.
I think we're going to see him try to be aggressive. And he just added three picks to his arsenal last night.
Exactly.
This is from the pessimism corner on the text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures. Something I don't like personally, but is a big indicator regardless of one's feelings on the subject. GMs don't trade for draft capital next year unless they feel like they have decent job security. I think Baalke has more leeway in the next 12 months than many of us would care to admit. Yes.
I don't think his job was ever at as much risk as fans were assuming it was at. And even if it was and he made that trade, I'd be like, good for you.
I don't think it's really legitimately been much at all at risk in Shad Khan's eyes the last 2 years.
No.
He's finally had two winning seasons
back
to back.
I mean, you know,
disappointing end to it, yes.
Right.
But you know, it was disappointment, not that, damn, here we go, mediocre again. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
We could have been a contender this year. You know, we let that slip away.
Yep.
I think it's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, you know, there are some GMs that tend to, when they know this may be it, they tend to go all in.
Right.
We're going to trade next year's picks for now. Right. So
maybe Minnesota's GM felt that.
But hey, how about this?
You know
how about I'm hoping for this texter that along the way they say, you know what, that was pretty good. He did a pretty decent job in free agency. So, okay, let's see what he did a pretty good job in the first round last night. Maybe he gets a guy or two he liked tonight. You know, maybe he actually did a pretty good job this offseason.
He's done a good job since everyone fired him for the fifth time. He's done okay.
Right? Yeah. I mean, he got contract extension with Foyer done.
Yeah.
You know,
and look, last year's draft class is still a work in progress. I mean, you don't know how you got Anton, you got Antonio. Right,
you got two starters
you
count on. We don't know what the rest
we'll
are going to do.
Yeah, but you know,
sometimes they develop slowly.
Like, could be a good.
Like I would get it if Tank is way better than he was last year. This year,
you would imagine
could totally see that, right? But that still doesn't mean I would feel good about them having spent a third round pick on Tank Bigsby. It's like okay,
For the whatever number you want to put on time, the $1 billion in first time, Trent Baalke's had plenty of missteps, but I just. I think there's a small percent. And I today, I'm very heartened by the reaction I'm seeing. Like, hey, you know what? I'm not a Balky fan, but damn, I really can't complain about that.
Right,
or might not have been exactly what I would do, but it made a lot of sense. I added draft capital. Let's see what he does tonight. That's fine. That's reasonable. Little trepidation, but I feel like there's, you know, just that little bit of from some that anything he does, because he's the one who did it, it's going to be wrong.
Right.
You know, and we'll see.
Well, see, what is the saying we came up with? You can't win until you win, right?
There you go.
No, it works.
Winning wins.
Winning wins.
All right. Come back with more of your calls on the other side, as it is a reaction to the first round. Brian Thomas Jr., welcome to Jacksonville. We all hope you're a many, many time Pro Bowler here and help bring us the Lombardi Trophy as we'll continue on with Hour 2 of Jaguars today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Tom McManus.
Brought to you by Renewal by Andersen. A better way to a better window on 1010XL.
Van Rush throws downfield, looking for Thomas again. He's got it, and LSU strikes back quickly.
There you go, Brian Thomas Jr. 17 touchdowns at LSU. Bring a few of those to the Jacksonville Jaguars, please. I retweeted the thing. I was trying to find the Dane Brugler quote, and so I Googled Dane Brugler, Brian Thomas Jr., and I came across a Twitter post that he had made that he had put out there a clip when LSU played Florida last year.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite plays. You see the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, when he's running down
right
to that block.
Plays on the top of the screen, and whoever it was going for a long touchdown, and he outruns the angle and goes like 60, 65, I don't know, whatever.
It was just a long way.
Going full out the whole way to throw a block that probably wasn't even necessary at the end of the play.
Yep.
And Brugler's like, this is the guy. Now, he goes, A, you know, the 4-3 shows up. He goes, it's not just 4-3 in a can.
It's
you see it
There's
on the field
difference
with him.
Yep.
And B, just that's pretty good football character.
I mean, look, DJ Chark was 4-3-4, but he never looked like it. Did he?
No.
It didn't look like he ran that fast.
And look, I get people. Some people are, oh, it's another DJ Chark. Maybe he is. We don't know, right?
Maybe he's not. Yeah, right.
Maybe he's another Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
You know, probably not.
Jefferson.
But, right? I mean, LSU's. Can we get
Odell
one of the
Beckham
good receivers?
Yeah, there's been some pretty good ones from LSU.
Would you take Jarvis Landry, maybe, right? Yeah. At least, maybe not the same type guy, but I mean, a lot of 100 catch seasons there. And just the feeling that I saw a lot of this last night. Jags have never done well at drafting receiver. Well, what is any pick made before Balky was a GM? That shouldn't have anything to do with Balky.
Right.
And how many receivers has he drafted for the Jags?
Right.
Not that many.
No, right.
Right. So I mean, and again, used to hear can't draft a Penn State running back.
Right.
Well,
no, right.
Until Larry Johnson came along, and then Saquon, pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, sure, they had a lot of busts.
Blair Thomas
was a huge bust, right?
Yeah.
You can't draft an Ohio State quarterback. Oh, damn, I wish Houston hadn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so
right.
I don't buy it. It used to be you can't draft a Florida wide receiver. They're inflated by the fun and gun.
Did you see what Stroud said about Brian Thomas? I guess they worked together.
I did not.
He said real smooth. He's like, he compared him to Olave. Olave's kind of game.
Okay.
I did say needed help getting off, you know, the press or whatever. But other than that, he's like, he runs real smooth, and he had nothing but good things to say about him.
That's good. I take Chris Olave. Chris Olave is a pretty good player.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris Olave, I believe, was the 12th player selected. When he went, and
that's
was also, I want to say, the fourth wide receiver in his
draft.
That's
right. That year,
right, the year he came out,
was like,
because we were looking at how many went in the top 10 that year, and there was like, it was went like 11. 8, 10, 11, 12.
Right.
They had four of them
right
in the top 12
That's
there,
right.
And I think he was 12.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Glenn out at the beach at 641-1010. If you'd like to weigh in, you're welcome to. Glenn, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. I just wanted to share, you know, I had a great time watching the draft last night, and, you know, it was so entertaining, number one. Number two, that venue, I can't wait till it comes to our town someday.
Oh, yeah.
It would just be unbelievable. And then, you know, it was, wow, a quarterback, and I'm starting to get more and more excited, right? Oh, the cornerback's going to be there. Because I'm like everybody else, I think, as a fan. I'm all honed into what everybody said. The pick comes up, and he trades, and I'm just blasting on Twitter, you know, well, what are you doing? Well, WFT, da, da, da. And then he makes the pick, and I kind of go, oh, well, that is a good deal. So, you know, I just really enjoyed it. And, you know, I'm not into whether he's going to be this or that, because I loved a couple of the things they put up last night about these players when it comes down to the reality of what they turn out to be. 1 in 6 of those quarterbacks will be a franchise quarterback. So, you know, either way, it was entertaining as it could be, and I just really enjoyed it. Thanks.
All right, appreciate
it,
man.
It was.
Yeah.
I kind of felt the same way. You know, we've been doing this a while, but we've been covering the team since its inception, basically. And there hadn't been a whole lot of first rounds that I enjoyed the process as much as I enjoyed it last night, just watching what the Jaguars were doing ultimately when everything was said and done. There's been plenty of them that were kind of dull because we knew what was going to happen,
right?
You know, at the top, like that kind of thing. But this one, I had no idea. There's so many places they could have gone, and they made the trade down where they got, what, the 9th best value for a non-quarterback in the draft. It, like, it's crazy what they got done last night. It was a lot of fun.
You know what I didn't like about it, though? They would put up the pick is in way too early, and then they go to break, and then you're just looking at the picks, and you're just like, show me the pick. Show me the pick.
Yeah.
Show me the pick.
They got to walk Roger out there.
I know. Yeah.
You know, by the way, I thought it was going to be a corner. When they moved back, when I saw, I thought, okay, they probably have a few options, and once Chop Robinson came off the board, they were
all
guaranteed.
The edges were gone.
The edges, but the two top corners, one of them was going to be guaranteed to be sitting there for him. I thought, well, that's going to be the way they go, and it worked out for them because they got the guy they had rated higher than the corner, right? You know, so like it's just if it had been Terry and Arnold who had been the pick, I'd be just as happy.
Absolutely.
Do you think Quinion was as rated as high as?
Don't know. You know, this talk about he liked to play off and close on guys where Nielsen wants his guys up and pressing.
Right.
Then maybe Terrian would have been a better fit.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
I wonder if he was there. If he was there, would that change?
Could that? It could have been.
Things.
But again, to me, again, that there was that cluster. According to them, no, because they said they would have taken him at 17.
Right,
You take him at their word, it always came down to, we've talked about it for months. We look at a mock and we go, okay, here's the pick for the Jags. Tony, here are the next 8 picks.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these would you like? How many of these would you be happy with as a Jags pick?
Right.
And it would be like 7 out of 8. And that's exactly what happened for them.
Not
last
Nate
night.
Wiggins. All the rest of
not
it,
Nate
cool.
Wiggins. Get him out. Yeah. Get Chop Robinson out of here.
Yeah.
Get a couple of these guys out. But there are 6 or 7 guys
that
we'd be happy with. Can we move back 3 or 4 spots? Well, we move back 6. And quite frankly, there were 6 guys that I would have been happy with. 5 of them went. No, 4 of, I guess.
4 of them went and Chop.
And Chop, yes. And then the Jags had a choice between 2 that I would have been content with. But, hey, it's not my board. It's their board anyway.
Right.
Let's go to David out in Green Cove next up on Jaguars Today. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
I
wanted Terry on Arnold, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, I was listening to Colin Cowherd the other day, and he said that 75% of teams that take a wide receiver never get a second contract with their original team that drafted them.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting. But, you know, I don't mind the pick. I think he's going to be good. The only thing that bothers me about the pick, and I may be reading too much into this, for a guy that's worked all of his life to be in the NFL, he seemed way too reserved for me when he was speaking. I saw an interview that he had, well, he was talking with Trevor Lawrence over the phone. And he just seemed very nonchalant, like, yeah, I'm not really happy being picked by the Jaguars. Now, I might be reading too much into that, but, that you know, I want someone who wants to be here. So hopefully he's going to come in and work hard and wants to be here. So I'll take your comments. Thank you.
All right. I mean, I didn't hear the same disillusionment
you did when you heard from him. And just finding there was the graphic that came out a couple days ago talking about the hit rate of first-round picks. Now, they graded it on one criteria. Did they sign a
second
contract?
Did they get a second contract?
Right. So it kind of warps the numbers on this a little bit. Offensive line is where those numbers are high.
So, by the way, if Ayuk gets traded tonight, according to that, he's a bust. Because he didn't get it. That's exactly the methodology that they use.
That's their methodology. But basically, corner and wide receiver are the same.
In terms of bust.
Guys that get a second contract with their team, which makes sense to me.
Even the high end, was like 50%.
Right.
You know, like some of the offensive
line
position.
It was all the offensive
line. Right.
Yeah.
And that was still 50% or just slightly above.
Right.
So, if you think,
yeah,
this
I think
is,
it was
it's
at
not
center,
a science.
Right. Yeah, I think it was at center. There had been one over the period of time they had looked at that didn't get a second contract. Theirs was like 97% or something like that. But it's like, well, yeah, why would you draft a center that's not going to be there for 15 years?
Right.
Like,
how many
that's
centers
the
even
idea.
Go? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's so many variables that go into that. So yeah. If you're looking at, like, and by the way, does that mean they shouldn't have taken Marvin Harrison at four? Should Neighbors not go at six? Should we not have tried to trade up for Odunze? They're all receivers. I mean,
absolutely.
It's if we're playing the math game,
right?
You know, I mean, look, I'm not guaranteeing he's going to be great.
No,
I just think he was.
He's big.
I think
he's fast. And
he's
he
one of a pool of reasonable guys that I think would have been fine with the value. You know,
and look, again, we needed to replace Calvin Ridley. That was a must going in, right? So. They did it. And the way they did it is fantastic.
With the exception of Ridley, they added arguably the best receiver in free agency in Gabe Davis, arguably.
I agree. I love Gabe Davis.
Right? So you add him and Thomas. And, you know, look, it's you got to protect Trevor. Yes, you do. You got to give Trevor weapons. Yes, you do. Yeah. You got to have a defense that helps Trevor. Yes, you do. You got to have it all.
You got to have a kicker that makes kicks.
Got to have a kicker that makes kicks.
Punter that puts it inside the 20.
That would help Trevor. Damn it. Right? All these things, right?
All
so
these
let's
things.
Find out if they add a few more. Tonight. All right, we'll take a break here. Getting a little behind, but we'll come back, and we want more of your reaction, please, at 641-1010. Good or bad, happy, you know, a little miffed, maybe just a little quizzical. Why didn't they go with this guy or whatever the case? What would you like to see him do tonight? All that on the table for you at 641-1010 on the All-Pro Roofing phone lines. It's Jaguars Today on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
He's number 55.
Tom McManus.
Brought to you by Renewal by Anderson. A better way to a better window on 1010XL.
All right, here we go. Continuing along, 641-1010 all day long. You can get to react to what the Jags did and anticipate what they'll do tonight. Hopefully crush it is what we hope.
That's right.
Certainly use some draft capital, move up. Or who knows, maybe they'll be patient. And they'll have a better read on the board than all of us.
Yeah.
And then you'll have two or three players you really love sitting there at 48.
Well, I'm sure they're sitting there thinking, all right, well, first of all, we got a strategy for one thing that happens. Mm-hmm. Like, how does it start? Like, what if there's a runoff on corners all of a sudden?
Could be.
What if DeGene goes first and then, boom, it's Kool-Aid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and then you're like, oh, wait, I gotta rethink things very quickly.
They're going to have a lot of scenarios to play out, right? Like
absolutely.
They'll have, what is it, 15 picks till they select, 16 picks till they select tonight.
Yeah.
So you'll have 16 guys, and, you know, if you wait, you probably end up with three or four on that list. Now, they may not be in the same tier as the guys at the top of your list, but maybe tonight, Tom, they sit there and they're patient in the second round. And they get a good guy that falls to them, then maybe they get aggressive moving up from 96. Or maybe they get aggressive going with 114, 116, package them with something.
And get up into
the third. And get it back in the third.
Yeah.
And now you're
got two
cooking,
at the third.
Right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's right.
Let's get Marcus in Mandarin next up on Jaguars Today. Good morning, Marcus.
What's going on, fellas? It's been a long time. How you doing?
We're well. Right, how are you?
All right.
I'm great. I love the pick last night. I even love the fact that Balky traded down to get Brian Thomas and to get those extra picks. I love that. But, guys, I just wanted to say, man, I'm thirsty for a little bit of Kool-Aid this morning, man. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but do whatever we need to do this because I want to drink me some red Kool-Aid. I'm ready for them to bust through the door right now.
I think the Kool-Aid here will be teal, my friend.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Teal Kool-Aid. Yeah, that's probably right, Marcus. We've got to work on the flavor, but that's all right.
But he's been drinking red for a while, so that's cool.
I don't know how they feel about Kool-Aid. You know, like, not being a scout,
right?
I feel like he's right there with Cooper DeJean as maybe the next best guy to get.
Yep.
But I could be – maybe they love TJ Tampa or
any
number of other guys. I'm not saying it has to be Kool-Aid. That would excite me. If their board matched what we're kind of conditioned to think,
right?
That'd be fun, right? And as somebody just said in a Twitter thread I got going on, man, y'all really want some mid corners, huh? He's the Kool-Aid's mid. And that maybe is. Yeah. You know, we'll find out. Maybe Jags don't love him. We don't know.
How about that kid out of Mizzou that was getting some love like maybe 3-4 weeks ago?
Rake Straws.
He's still out highly, there. Highly rated DB.
A lot of people think I saw
he's a
maybe Jeremiah's best available
QB,
something.
Corner.
Where's he got him?
He's a physical corner, though. I know that. He gets up in the face. So
yeah, I'll
be interesting.
Oh, man. There we go. Rake Straw, right?
Yeah.
You got to remember my little function keys here, Tommy.
No problem.
He had Jeremiah had him ranked as his 32nd overall player.
Okay.
So the only players ranked higher available tonight. This is, again, Jeremiah's board.
Yep.
Cooper DeJean, he had ranked 24th.
Okay.
He had Johnny Newton, the defensive tackle at Illinois, at 25.
Okay.
Didn't go.
Yep.
Adonai Mitchell, we won't take him, but he'll go before the Jags pick.
Yep.
Kool-Aid at 28. Mm-hmm. And Edgerrin Cooper, the Texas A&M linebacker. Let's hope he goes to somebody. Ladd McConkey at 30. So there's still a lot of players that could go. And then Rake Straw at 32.
Mm.
You know, that's his board.
Oh, right.
I think if they wait, they're probably going to get a decent corner at 48. I just want to see him.
Would you take Fisk there at 48?
I'd consider him. I wouldn't hate it.
No, I wouldn't either.
And I kind of like the same. Like
Duvall.
He is, right?
Yeah, he
but if you don't get him, you're not getting O-line. Or if you get him,
you're not
getting your O-line. You're not getting your corner. And that's okay.
Right.
To me. I mean –
But you got that extra capital. Maybe you can work it out where you get one.
Give me a shop wrecker at defensive tackle. I'm not going to hate that either.
Yeah, no doubt.
Fan Cam. It's Fan Cam Friday.
All right.
On Jaguars Today. Good morning, Cam.
I certainly drink the teal-colored Kool-Aid. I love the pick, guys. Exactly the guy I wanted, as Tommy knew last night. Probably a little too late on the text, Tommy. I'm sorry.
That's all right, buddy.
I was pretty geeked. We were having the crew over and just had a blast. I think last year he dipsy-doodled into a free starting safety. This year the 3, 4, and 5 will probably dipsy-doodle into at least one or two impact players down the road. I just think it illustrates Balky's master evaluation of the landscape. And he keeps it exciting, too. He's always moving and bobbing and weaving. I love it. It's a beautiful day on the Balky bus and continual soiree. You guys enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Fan Cam. Fan Cam drives a swing shift on that bus, by the way, just so you know. He is more Balky believer than most, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, look, I think, overall, Trent's done, especially this offseason, done a really good job. So what have you done for me lately kind of league? So he's done lately pretty darn good. Let's see how he finishes.
For me, the only thing he failed to do was get Ridley done, and it's not totally within your control.
No.
You know? No. So,
I would have paid him that. I don't think you would have either.
They were going to pay him 20. That's what we heard, and then he got 20. You know, so they're in the ballpark. But that was the only thing they haven't gotten done. Right.
Right.
They got Allen done, and you could talk about the timing of the Allen deal. You could have franchised Ridley. Okay, you maybe, and you would have Ridley on a 1-year deal right now. You probably would have a corner now instead, and you'd have Ridley for 1 year.
Right. Well, you got a 1 or 2. I mean, look. Josh's camp too, you know. I think that Brian Burns contract helped them get to where they had to get to.
Sure,
you know what I mean. I would imagine
in terms of the timing, right? You know, those things fall into place, and you know where. And by the way, sure, they could have tagged Ridley and got a long-term deal done with him as well. Again, we don't need to relitigate the whole Ridley thing. And
Ridley's
they
gone.
Wanted him.
Thomas is here.
They guess what? You don't get everything you want, right? That doesn't mean you're a bad GM necessarily.
But if you try sometimes, you get what you need.
Well, this is true.
That's for sure.
And as somebody asked, you know, does Balky on the text line, the Zombie Lifetime Enclosures, does Balky have the kind of relationships to move up? I don't think it's at all about – I think it's about are you offering me enough that I think it's valuable to me?
Right.
You know, we heard
this
about –
this in high school.
All these teams that wanted to get to the top 10.
Yeah.
Who got there? Minnesota moved one spot from 11 to 10.
Right.
Nobody made that jump up. Nobody gave what was anybody was. Did they have bad relationships or was the price too much? And they said, you know what? Enough's enough. We're not going to do it. The Chargers, everyone said, motivated to move.
Yep.
Don't want to draft there. Didn't get what they wanted. Does that mean you had a bad relationship with the Chargers?
We've been having that Balky discussion now for years.
Yep.
And look, I don't think we can convince the people who see it that way to not see it that way. If they don't move up, they're going to be like, because no one will work with Balky.
Right, it's Trent's
like,
fault.
That's your bias, man. That's all that is your bias about the guy. It's not in any kind of fact at all. He's been able to
He worked with Minnesota just fine yesterday.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, Minnesota was willing to work with him.
Got a hole
right.
from Minnesota.
Like, it's not looking at it and saying, well, teams aren't willing to work with him. Wrong.
Well, they asked, is it just easier to trade down? Well, it depends. It depends on what teams are looking to do.
Yeah.
Some teams are motivated sellers. Others are motivated buyers. When it matches up and the price matches up, there
it's
you go.
It's not easy when the guy you target gets taken. You know what I mean? That
right.
can always happen.
It feels like if the roles were reversed and Minnesota was in the position Jacksonville was and Jacksonville made that offer, yeah, I think Minnesota would probably say, come on.
Yes.
Right? Like, right. that's the way that whole situation felt to me. It's like they got a really good deal. Minnesota's working with them because that's the deal they wanted to make.
Yep.
So I think they can be in the position to make that kind of move. And when you look at it, when they don't make that move and say, well, they didn't make that move because this guy doesn't have friends in the league. It's like, you're being silly.
Right.
Like,
and Minnesota
it's just a silly
needed
take.
To replace a Hunter, right? Hunter left. So, and they grabbed Greenard, I think, from Houston.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Greenard. Yeah. He is a good, you know, he's a good player.
Good bookends for them. Should be.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
You know?
But you don't know if that's going to work out. You know, it doesn't mean he's going to go up there and totally whoop ass.
You don't know
you
if anything's
no
going to work out.
No,
really,
you're right.
Right?
You're
I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. could twist the knee and be behind the eight ball all year. We just don't know, right?
No idea.
I'm not rooting for that.
No.
All right, let's go to Desmond on the west side. Desmond, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, with the first pick last night, I think it was a good pick. Like, coming from an LSU guy, watching Brian Thomas for the past 2 years, like, he could really go over the top. So compare him with Gabe Davis. It's going to be awesome for this year. Then having Evan Engram and Christian Kirk. Like, with the slants, like, bubble screens, whatever, all that just going to come along within the game plan. And also, for tonight, I wouldn't be surprised with the second round, the Jaguars get an interior O-line or an interior D-line for sure.
It's possible.
All right, yeah.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I'm in favor of both.
Not.
You look at some of those center prospects that could be there.
Yeah, Frazier out of West Virginia.
Absolutely, right? I mean,
BB, the guard
Jackson
out of
Jackson Powers Johnson, who everybody was swore you had to take. If you don't take him at 17, Balky's clearly not trying to win this offseason.
Like, I'm in a very similar
the whole
place
league's not trying to win.
With what I'd be okay with tonight. It's just they don't need to draft a wide receiver because they drafted one last night.
Right.
So you add that to the list of I wouldn't expect them to do that. Safety and linebacker and quarterback. Outside of that, draft the guy.
Yep.
Like, I'm not all that concerned about what position they play. I would love to see him land a corner and an offensive lineman tonight. Cool. That'd be a lot of fun.
Would you be bothered by – not bothered, but the linebacker – the one line – I know nobody wants the linebacker, but that kid out of NC State can play. He was Peyton Wilson, I think. Can fly. He makes a ton of tackles. Could he be a Will on this team? You know what I mean? I don't know.
If he's still there in the fifth round, I'll talk to you.
I'm not.
He
looking.
Ran so far. I bet you they don't go that long.
No.
He ran a ridiculous
40
for a
linebacker. We saw him in a one trade scenario. Okay, somebody mocked. Jags and 49ers swap picks, get Ayuk, Jags add a little whatever, and they took Peyton Wilson.
In the first
round. At 31.
Round.
Oh, yes, at 31.
Wow.
Right.
Wow,
because that would have been their pick at that point in time.
Yep.
Look. What if they go with a big ugly tonight at 48, and then they get Renardo Green at 96, who's a really good corner.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, like, I feel like
that's how you got to grade it.
You can get corners sometimes that can really help you later in the draft.
Beasley was a third rounder. You know what I mean? That's just one. But, you know, with the last time, I'm like, man, you were third rounder. Like, that's and you turned out to be a heck of a ball player.
Yeah.
You know? You can – look – the third rounders, the second rounders, they're not first rounders because they're missing just something. Maybe a great 40 or a great vertical or whatever the case may be. They're a little short. Their arms are a little short. Their legs are a little short. Their head's a little small. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know what I mean? But they're ball players. Keep in mind, we were talking during the break. I mean, Shaq Harris from second to seventh round was unbelievable in his picks.
Couldn't hit a
first
rounder.
The great Jaguar players that came in the second round and third round. Over the years.
Shaq's still doing well. Yeah. Maybe we can get him in as a consultant tonight.
Mm-hmm. He was good on those rounds, I thought.
No doubt.
You know, if we want to, let's do the split GM. Balky gets free agency in first round, and we get the other guy for all the other
stuff. There you go.
Balky's loading you up with picks.
Yeah, really.
All right, let's take a timeout here. If you're on the line, I promise we'll get to you because we got three of them waiting, and we'll have time for you on the other side. We'll have time for a few more, hopefully, as well. It's 641-1010. So if you want to Wait to get in. We will get you in on the other side on a Reaction Friday. What do you think about what the Jags pulled off last night? Trading back, picking up Brian Thomas Jr., good, bad, or otherwise. Give us your thoughts on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
You're Mackin' with Tom McManus. Brought to you by Renewal by Andersen. A better way to a better window on 1010XL.
All right, we got about 10 more minutes or so we'll see where they take us. We'll get to your calls here in a second. Let me just give you the poll numbers
okay. Right
now. 630 votes so far since we came on. Which of these best describes your reaction to the Jags trading down and selecting LSU wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. with the 23rd pick in the NFL draft? Love it, 55.7%.
Okay, more than half.
Like it, 36.7%.
Ah, 81.
So some of that, I think there's probably some that, I like Thomas, I would have preferred Arnold, or I really like the trade, that's not who I would have taken. Yeah. Some of that, which is okay. So that's 92%, 92.5%. 6.7% said don't love it, 1% hate it. So,
wow.
There you go.
I like it.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it. Because my preferred thing was have a pool of guys, trade back, and, you know, get value for the pick. And
I'll love it if he turns out to be an unbelievable player.
Well, as of today, we don't know any of the guys that could have picked will turn out to be
true.
That, right? So, I agree with you, right? Ultimately, the proof is, how does he play, right? And as many have said, and I think we all agree, if they picked a really good player last night, we would have been fine with it almost regardless, right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe not a running back in round one.
Within reason.
All right, let's get a few in here who've been waiting patiently. We appreciate all of you. Let's go to Mark in St. John's. Mark, you're on Jaguars Today. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I liked the pick a lot last night. I think with the pick last night and what we did in the offseason, I think our wide receiving core is more than respectable. I would like to definitely get some depth on the O-line this weekend in the draft. But I honestly think we're headed in the right direction. I don't get all the bulky hate. I don't think he's done a bad job. Does he made some mistakes? Of course. But I think we're headed in the right direction. I really do. And more importantly, I think Trevor, the light goes on for Trevor this year. I really believe that. I trust Doug Peterson. I think he's a really good coach. I think the light goes on for Trevor. I think we go 12-6 and we win the division again this year.
All right. Appreciate it. I'll take 12-5 even be a little bit better. But
yeah.
I got the point.
He's picking a wild card win.
That's fine.
That's right.
Yeah, no, we get it. He's a guy who's on board with it and thinks Trevor's in for a breakout. We should all be hoping that he's in for a massive breakout, right?
Yeah. Well, they're giving him weapons to help with that.
Mac on the north side. Next up. Hello, Mac.
Hey, I'll make it quick. I want the edge rusher from Florida State. That's what I wanted.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Fair.
You didn't get him.
Yeah.
No. No, right.
He was on the list of players I would have been okay with.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. I mean, I get it. I wanted Troy Faletanu, but I still love what they did last night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fine. You're
good job. Definitely all positive.
Everyone's entitled to want who they want. Yeah. Bobby on the west side, next up on Jaguars Today. Hello, Bobby.
What's up, fellas? Happy Friday.
Same to you.
I love the pick last night, actually. Solid. And the thing that I've been thinking about is, okay, you got all these weapons now for Trevor. There's no excuses from this point on. I'm just wondering who the quarterbacks next year are going to be. I know Carson Beck, but that's what I'm thinking about right now because Trevor's not the answer.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the pick. Love the pick. Hey, who are we going to get a quarterback next year?
He slides in. Like, I guess
maybe one day, rather than later, we'll be able to do a show like this, and I will not have more than one person who I think's heads may actually explode
when
Trevor gets
that
long-term contract.
He's
going to lose his mind.
He's going to get $250 million, and then what do you think? They're going to draft Carson Beck? Like, stop it, man. Yeah. It's 0% chance, barring catastrophic injury,
right?
0% chance that they're going first-round quarterback next year.
Yeah.
Zero. Hear me. Zero. Not 0.0000001. Zero.
Yeah.
With a line over the zero. Repeat that zero out to infinity. It ain't happening. Okay.
I'd be shocked.
I mean, they're the Cowboys like to throw around all in. They are so all in on Trevor Lawrence. Going to pay him a massive amount of money. They have zero question about Trevor Lawrence. Does he need to be better? Yes.
Yeah.
But do they feel like he can be and will be? Yes. They have that confidence. They're not.
That's what they're paying for.
There is, like, just let's. If you're really holding out hope that that's going to happen, you're going to be so crushingly disappointed. Yeah. Like Tony said, as soon as he signs that deal, like. I guess we just threw away $90 million in guaranteed money or whatever it turns out to be. Oh, my gosh. Darren on the west side. Hello, Darren.
Hey, guys. I just on a great positive note here, I had a couple heart surgeries a couple of weeks ago and doing really well. But it was pretty cool. Y'all may know I have a big Jaguar tattoo on my chest and wear it loud and proud and in the operating room. It was pretty cool that the entire operating staff gave a – right before they put me under, gave me a big old giant Duval in the operating room.
Right. Nice. Cool, that is very cool. Yeah. Yes.
So that was pretty awesome. But I love the pick, and I'm actually kind of warming up to Trent Baalke. And so I like the love the pick. He traded back, got some more ammunition. Now let's take some of that ammunition, and let's try and move back up and get one of them corners, guys. Love you guys a lot.
Amen on moving up. Look, again, that's me today. Let's see what the masterclass brings us because they may sit there at 48 and you might go, oh my God, I can't play. And then maybe they pick a guy who turns out to be better than all the corners that go ahead of
him. You better believe if the second round tonight, if they take a linebacker, we're going to come in on Monday going, what the hell was he doing?
Right. We're not saying this completes the draft. Right. It was a great start to the draft.
Right. Yeah.
Utilize the extra draft capital.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Should be another exciting night, man. It's gonna be fun to watch.
Would you be okay if let's see? Right now they've got one in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. We have eight picks left, right? How would you feel if you ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks?
I was just gonna say use three of those to get up somewhere.
Right, yeah. Right. Like like if you had nothing, in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round. Now, they don't like to do that because somebody slides and you like to have the chance to throw a dart. But if you didn't have anything after round four and you had one additional, like, late third.
Yep. Right.
I'd go for that.
Me too.
Yeah. I would go for
that.
Too.
I do think, you know, along the Baalke conversation lines, we had very similar conversations coming out of the first round last year. And what they wound up doing is trading back in the second round again and getting even more picks and then not being able to move up, you know, for whatever set of reasons those were to bunch any of those picks up to go get somebody if they were targeting. I don't think that they didn't try to get that kind of thing done. It just didn't work out that way. So, I'm all in favor of them using three of those picks to move up tonight and get the corner that they want of the ones that are remaining. I think there is the cautionary tale of that's a whole lot more difficult to do than it would appear to be today. Because I get it. I'm feeling the shine right now.
Yeah.
Right? Of coming out of last night, I feel all good about what the Jags are doing. And
you got some more ammo.
Right. Here over the next couple days, there's going to be something that happens that we go, what on earth?
Probably so.
Is he thinking? I just don't know what that thing is going to be.
Yep. Michael Pennick, never mind. Right? Let's go to Mike on the south side. Last caller for the day, at least for Jaguars today, that is. Mike, good morning.
Hey guys, good morning. Thank you for squeezing me in.
You got it.
At first, I was a little nervous about the pick, you know, being the second guy at LSU. But I looked at him and the other guy's numbers together. Their yards, their averages, 17.6, 17.3. Our guy's got more touchdowns. He can catch the long ball over the shoulder, kind of like you don't see coming out of college. Excited, 4.33 speed. I think he's the home run hitter we need now that Ridley's gone. So I like the pick.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you. And the Jags are happy that you ended up being the last one to get in today. At one point in time, Justin Jefferson was the number two at LSU, and he went 22nd in the draft.
That's true.
And he was like the fourth receiver taken in his year.
Yeah.
They're not okay.
No, right.
I'm not saying he's Jefferson.
Yeah. No, I know.
I don't expect him to be Jefferson. By the way, I'd much rather have Malik Nabers. I think he's a much better player. With the ball in his hands, the guy is unbelievable,
electric.
Right? He really is. Yeah. You know, his play speed is incredible. And that's fine. That's not a knock on Brian Thomas Jr.
Right.
You know, not everyone is the best in the class. He, according to some pundits, would have been the best in some recent classes at wide receiver. So, look, let's just hope he's really good for the Jags.
That's it.
Right?
And we all should feel that.
And somebody said, hey, if he scores more deep touchdowns than Ridley this year, it was a good deal. Well, even if he doesn't, you've got
– Yeah, you
got
to give him a couple
Calvin Ridley is going to make more this year than Brian Thomas Jr. will make on his initial rookie contract for 4 years. You know what made me happy last night, Tom?
Tell me.
Two things. A lot of things, but these two. The Chargers take Joe Alt.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right? And then Tennessee is up, and they don't take Rome Odunze. And I was sitting there going, these little so-and-sos are going to just take this. I'm so close to cursing right now. In my head, I was throwing every curse word out there.
Right.
And then they take J.C. Latham, who's only ever played right tackle.
Right.
And they took him with the 7th overall pick. No move down in a tackle-rich class. They get nothing extra for their trouble. Right. And obviously they feel like that was the guy. Or does their GM not have relationships? Could he not have made a move to pick up Latham a few picks later? Or, you know.
Yeah. And in line with how unpredictable the NFL draft can be, right? And bringing up Justin Jefferson there a moment ago, I went back and looked at his draft profile that year going into the draft. He got a 6.46 prospect grade, which would be described as will become a good starter within 2 years.
Best in the league.
Right.
Arguably.
Justin Jefferson, 6.46. Brian Thomas, 6.47.
Ooh.
Will become a good starter within 2 years.
And let's be clear, right?
Come on.
It's not saying that he's going to be Jefferson. It's saying that whatever that is, you don't, because that's why he was drafted where he was drafted, where all the reasons that went into the Jefferson thing, they were wrong.
And guess what? It doesn't mean just because he went to LSU, not only that he's not Justin Jefferson, he's also not necessarily DJ Chark.
No,
right? I mean, he is Brian Thomas Jr. Let's see what he is.
That's right.
And welcome to Jacksonville and go out there and ball out. And at least according to today's poll, you got a lot of support coming in here. Let's all send the best wishes to Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson.
Absolutely.
Make some good moves tonight,
that's
man. Because
right,
I'm with Tony. You go picking an off-ball linebacker at 48, Tommy. All apologies to the position. Right. We're not going to be happy come Monday.
I know.
All right.
I don't see that happening.
What do you got cooking this weekend? Anything?
Well, actually, I think I'm solo. My youngest has a dance competition in Orlando. Her solo is today, and I can't get down there quick enough. So I may go down tomorrow, but I may not. I know I'm going to be probably a monkey's uncle in Jags Beach watching the draft tonight.
Look for him tonight, that's ladies and gentlemen. Meathead.
I think that's where I'll be hanging out.
So. Tony, anything? Just draft?
Just draft.
All right. Pockets, what you got cooking?
Got to try me tomorrow. Reigns High School District's good ones move on or the season's over for a couple of them.
Well, good luck to the Baldwin crew right there and get the job done. I got 4 hours on SiriusXM tonight.
All right.
I love it, man. It's like pick by pick, and we're breaking it down for fantasy football. You can't beat that. So I'm doing that from 7 to 11, and then I got another 3 tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 7.
All
so
right.
If you're driving around, flip it on to Channel 87 if you got SiriusXM and listen to my co-hosts. At least there'll be some intelligent commentary on the program. All right. Thanks to all of you who weighed in today. And, look, again, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
If it's absurd, I'm going to tell you. It's absurd, but whatever.
Hey, Brian Thomas Jr. is now a Jaguar, so let's hope that he's an awesome
Jaguar. Absolutely. And by the way, the only I don't think anybody expressed an absurd Brian Thomas Jr. opinion today. There was an absurd Trevor Lawrence opinion.
I felt that, or maybe one or two of those.
Yeah, that got passed along. All right, that'll do it for us. Have a great weekend. Let's hope the Jags have a great weekend.
Yeah.
And Monday, once again, we'll react to the full thing, everything that got done in totality, and we'll try to be fair to Trent Baalke, good or bad, right? We're happy now.
Yeah. Yep.
Doesn't mean we'll be this come Monday.
This is Christmas. For NFL fans, this is the Christmas weekend.
Totally.
We all get to open all the gifts. We don't even know what's in the packages yet, but sometimes you open it up and it's like, oh, yeah.
Here's a question,
again.
Tony. Did Dad get a bonus this year?
Yeah.
Because are we going to be like rewrapping something
in
the closet? All right. Yeah, we're putting it right now. Putting in a pool or I got a wagon. All right. There's a big difference. All right. For Tom McManus, Tony Smith, and Dylan Denmark, I'm Mike Dempsey. Thanks to all of you who weighed in today.
Yep.
And in the end, we all disagree from time to time, but most of us just want the Jags to win.
We're all pulling the rope in the same direction.
Even if they don't take the guys we want.
Yeah.
Let's hope that they turn out to be the right guys, and we'll talk to you Monday here on Jaguars Today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.